To the writers' strike now. Writers have filed a complaint with the National Labor Relations Board. They say Hollywood studios illegally broke off talks last week. The strike has shut down most television productions and some movies. It's now in its sixth week. And though the two sides aren't talking, their publicity machines are working overtime. To find out more about that, we called on Jim Bates. He's a former entertainment reporter and editor who now works for Citric & Company, a PR firm that specializes in tough cases. I asked Jim to rate the publicity efforts on each side.
I would say if you were looking at it like a football game, it's halftime. I would say the writers are probably a little bit out in front at this point, certainly with their message to the public. The PR campaign is really toward a lot of different people. It's not just toward the person in Omaha who is a fan of Desperate Housewives or the person in Louisville who's a fan of Lost. A lot of it is toward the actual people on the picket line. And so the studios are aiming a lot of their messages toward those people to try to get them to create doubt in their mind about, gee, what did I get myself into? And with these people who are leading us, what are they thinking and who are they? And you already started to see this last week. Last week, when they broke off their talks, they were referring to the Writers Guild leaders as organizers rather than negotiators. And it's kind of a subtle thing. But what they're really saying is these are just professional union people. They don't have your interest in mind.
And what about on the other side? The writers, they are posting very clever YouTube videos.
Exactly. I think on more of a grassroots level, they've done well in terms of things like putting things on YouTube. I mean, writers are paid to be creative. They're paid to be funny. You know, the other thing, though, they need to do is really to get their message out and get it out in a very coordinated way. Some of the journalists I know have complained by occasionally being disorganized and press conferences being called and not being told and things of that nature. And that's the sort of thing that you need to always be on top of because you don't want to be going to war with the press at the same time you're already involved in a war with the management.
And do you think their David and Goliath strategy is a good one?
Well, I think that's kind of the typical what you do usually find in a labor situation. Hollywood is a lot different. It's not like Detroit and the auto workers or the telecommunications workers. You have guilds that have a huge disparity between the haves and have-nots. So David and Goliath is a little harder to do in Hollywood because the other side is going to be putting out the message, oh, well, you know, these Davids have homes in Santa Barbara and they have apartments in New York and they fly on private planes. And so, you know, it's a little bit risky to try to keep on that. I mean, the reality is there are a lot of writers out there who aren't making a whole lot of money or don't make make just sort of a middle class living who are very concerned about their health and their pension and things of that nature. And they have to sort of keep trying to come back to that because the other side's going to be trying to sort of portray it as, well, these are kind of rich people who just want more.
Does it even matter what the public thinks about this?
That's a really good question. Somewhat. But I mean, I when you think about it, I would say in most labor disputes, the public probably does come onto the side of the workers. So the fact that you've seen some polls and things like that that have said that people are more sympathetic to the writers, I think that's probably to be expected.
But it doesn't, and I mean, in the final analysis, does it really matter? I mean, does it really affect the negotiations? If the writers say, "Hey, the public's on our side,"
yeah, exactly. I'm not so sure people necessarily the public out there really votes. The public may find this interesting. They may be following a little bit here and there. They're probably more annoyed that the shows aren't on the air, which is kind of one of the pressure points the writers have to try to exploit.
Well, Jim Bates, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Jim Bates of the communications firm Citric & Company about the writer's strike and the PR positions both sides should take.